We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the Know, the Bourbon Street Shots Podcast. We're your hosts, Shamit Duup and Mason Ginsberg, and this is All Pelicans All the Time. Welcome to In the Know. This is an emergency podcast because Drew Holiday has been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Mason, holy shit. Holy shit. What is going on? What? Hold on. Yeah, so walking it back a little bit, Drew Holiday to the Milwaukee Bucks for Eric Bledsoe, George Hill. And then when the news was coming in, it said, okay, and some draft compensation. So on the surface, it was like, what? And that doesn't seem very good. And then Woj was like, significant draft picks. And then he was like, three first-round picks. And then we're like, okay, we're cooking. And then he was like, two more swaps. And you're like, holy shit, what just happened? And so Drew Holiday for three picks and two swaps to the Milwaukee Bucks and, you know, two point guards, which we will get into. Where's your head at, Mason?
Yeah, I mean, this let's call it what it is. Like, first thing we realized once this deal got the final structure of it with all these pick swaps and picks was that, yep, okay, let's just assume that Giannis is going to sign the Supermax now. Like, even if that's technically kind of worst case for the Pelicans, even if that happens, like, this is still a better deal than I thought. And you and I were both very optimistic on the Drew Holiday trade front. But I think this is still, even if you assume that Giannis signed Supermax, like, this is still better than most of what I thought was probably going to come as offers, right? Would you agree with that? Even if I said 100% chance Giannis signed Supermax, do you still take this deal?
Yes. Well, I mean, I want to see where the years are for these swaps and picks. But, I take this deal, and especially with Harden mucking up the market. You know, he was tying up Brooklyn, he was tying up Philly, which are supposed to be suitors. That gives teams like Boston and Denver and Dallas and whoever else wanted them leverage. You know, you're like, okay, where are you gonna send Drew? What's gonna happen? And we talked about for a long time, and we talked about it during the AD trade situation, is like, you need to find a team that's desperate, right? And desperation typically happens in a title window. We took a lot of the LA assets because LeBron wanted AD, and you can't afford to waste a year of LeBron. Well, the Bucks were in the same position where Giannis is up for a supermax, and they cannot play around with this man. You know, they cannot let him walk. So you got to put all your chips on the table. And frankly, you know, from their perspective, if he signs it, if this is the, you know, if it comes out tomorrow or whenever free agency starts, and the first news is Giannis has signed a supermax, that's fantastic. That is, you do that trade every single time if you're a Milwaukee Buck, right? So good for them. I think it was a good gamble, but this is a tremendous amount of value. And now the Pelicans have 40 million picks for the foreseeable future.
Then I guess the Thunder have 41 million picks. But yeah, I mean, it's great. And I think the good point that Matt Moore made just before we started recording here is that, you know, even if he signs the full supermax for the full duration, you know, there he could pull a Harden. You know, like he could ask. Things don't go his way. This Bucks team, they are what they are at this point in terms of the cap situation. So there's not much more they can do. And so, and obviously things change from year to year, but I think they're still, I mean, if you're Griff and the Pelicans, you're betting that even if Giannis signs a supermax, there are situations where the picks are getting further out become very, very valuable. And so I think there's a lot of ways that this you know, works out. And obviously, like, it's you have to remember, like, it feels like an AD trade haul from the draft compensation perspective. I love Drew, but he's not AD. And so, I feel like this is a pretty nice haul regardless of what happens with Giannis.
I cannot believe some people were letting people gaslight you into thinking Drew Holiday wouldn't have value.
We pulled up receipts already.
You guys are letting the wrong people influence your talk. I'm telling you, I'm not going to name names, but you know who you are. You know who you are. And I cannot believe you guys let them talk you into that. But in any case, where do the Pelicans go from here, Mason?
Yeah.
They have Eric Bledsoe and George Hill. But it's very possible neither of those guys want to be here.
Well, Eric Bledsoe said that before.
Right. He has 3-2 guaranteed years and 1 non-guaranteed year left on his contract, right?
Yep.
So the last final year is for $3.9 million, small amount, but 2 guaranteed years left on his contract. George Hill has 1 guaranteed year and then 1 non-guaranteed year. He has $1.2 million. Both of them could be flipped for more assets if the Pelicans so wish. Both of them can be used as players. The Pelicans, with trading Drew, need mini Drew, which is Eric Bledsoe, who somehow beat Drew Holiday out into all defensive team this year, you know, beat him out for first team last year. So Bledsoe's not a bad player. He's just, you know, not what Giannis needs in the playoffs. He's a productive player. Same with George Hill. They're productive players. They could use those players this year if they so wanted to, but they could also flip them. If they choose to use them, it puts them in an interesting situation with Lonzo on the roster, right? You can say, okay, well, Lonzo and Eric Bledsoe could play together. True. Still very interesting given it's Lonzo's contract year coming up. That's fascinating. But two, you know, they have all of these picks. There is no way with all the Lakers picks and all the Bucks picks and their own picks that they're going to end up using all of these things.
Yep.
What's next? You know what I think is next.
I mean, are you going to say, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what player you're going to say, because I know.
Come on. There's only one player ever. Come on. Beal, huh? It's Bradley Beal.
No, I mean,
send them 7 first round picks. How can they say no? Send them Lonzo Ball, George Hill, and 7 first round picks. How can they say no?
Oh, man. No, I mean, but I think, like, seriously, I mentioned on a couple different podcasts when we were recording the series with some other these other teams that the Pelicans are either one of the options. The Pelicans in trading is getting future picks, because you look at the teams that were interested in trading for Drew, you didn't see the player assets there. So how do you get there to the value that I'm sure Griff wants to trade him? And the answer is far up picks from teams that are less certain. And so, I mean, I quickly said, I don't really want Miami's picks. They win every year. I'd be a little bit more open to Denver, but not super thrilled about that. Brooklyn, like you said, the window's short, so those picks look even better. Milwaukee is, I don't know where they fall in that spectrum. Obviously, I mean, the Giannis signed Supermax, it's not great, but But also, like, that was, this was always the play to get maximum value for Drew, was getting a bunch of far out picks, right? And then to do what you're saying around making that next offer for a star to bring to, alongside Zion and or Ingram.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the optionality is through the roof. And here's a question: do you think they're combining some of these picks? So supposedly they reportedly they got 24th overall in this year's draft, and they have 13 overall. It's been countless reports that they're trying to move up. Do you think that happens? Do you think that they're going to combine some of these picks that they got to go get someone they really love? Do you think that's more of a possibility now, rather than relying on another team to kind of field assets to find a place to move up? They're just going to use the hoard that they have.
You mean for this draft?
Yeah, for this draft.
You might know better than me as far as players you love, but I mean, I think it's certainly possible. I think, you know, now you get, I don't think the Pelicans are in a place where they want to make a bunch of picks this year. And so I think they'll, you know, I could see a situation where they package a couple and move up a little bit and then send one out and just flip it for a future year, something like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm much more interested to see what happens with Bledsoe and George Hill. I know you're probably more interested in the draft implications. I'm more interested in how they flip these two guys or keep. I mean, I don't know. We could see the Pelicans keep one and move one, or keep one and move Zoe. Who knows?
Yeah, I would be shocked if the Pelicans are done making moves for this year. I'd be shocked. I feel like they've got at least two or three more up their sleeves, if not with the picks, with some players. This is not their final version of the roster, and this is before they even hit free agency, right? I haven't done a full breakdown of the cap after this trade yet, haven't had time to process all of it. It's a relatively cap neutral trade with the salaries going out, but they will be taking on the salary of the 24th pick if they choose to keep it. That's an additional salary slot, so that cuts into the wiggle room, but it doesn't meaningfully change the moves they can make this summer, and it doesn't meaningfully change the approach that they're going to take to free agency, not yet at least, right? If they manage to pull off a bunch more trades in the next 48 hours, then, you know, we're looking at something completely different. But this team has, right now, you know, as where the roster stands, it's got players. It's got players that can compete. Eric Bledsoe isn't Drew Holiday, but it's not much of a drop-off, in my opinion, at least for the regular season, right? Not much of a drop-off. And then you're getting out of depth in George Hill, and then, you know, you're probably bringing on a couple, you know, at least a lottery pick, if not a higher lottery pick. So They're in really good position. This is the classic, okay, I'm going to have my cake and eat it too. I'm going to slow things down by moving off Drew Holiday, getting a ton of assets, but I am in a position where I don't have to bottom out and tank completely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think I do want to push back a little bit on the level of drop off between Drew and Bledsoe, because I think it's maybe a little bit more than you're giving it credit for. But yeah, I mean, my perspective on this is obviously I think we agree, and we've talked about the fact that the Pelicans are probably, they're best suited to not freak out about this specific season coming up in terms of making the playoffs. Like, and I think everything we've seen over the past 24 hours is an indication of that. Chris Paul is on the Suns. I would say that their roster, especially now with Drew out of the picture, the Suns, I mean, they're thin right now, but they've got some, obviously a ton of wiggle room to make moves. They're better than New Orleans as far as their likelihood of making the playoffs. I think the Blazers just made a great move for Covington. I mean, cost them a couple of picks, but I think it was fair value. And so they're already at full strength, I think, better than New Orleans sans Drew. So, I mean, this team, my hope is that they don't really care that much about the playoffs next season, and they're making moves that set them up for 2021 and beyond. But, you know, again, I think it looks like we've got the right vision in place.
Yeah. I mean, look, you just, like, the Suns and the Blazers, you know, we didn't really touch on Robert Covington all that much. So Robert Covington got traded to the Portland Trail Blazers for a couple second round picks. That's pretty interesting. They're going to be, you know, back in the mix of things. They're probably pushing their chips on the table to compete with Damian Lillard and all of them. And the Suns, they traded for CP3. So yeah, you're right. The playoff slots aren't very high. If the Rockets kind of bottom out, opens up another one, but at the same time, something you didn't consider, Mason, is you only got to be in the 10th seed to push for the playoffs.
Fair point. That is an excellent point. Yep.
And so you just got to build yourself a 10th seed, and that's reasonable. That is very doable with this roster. And you know, if you get the 10th seed, great. If you don't get the 10th seed, then next year's draft is pretty loaded. That's fine too. I do think it's meaningful to try to win every single game. Like that's got to be the understanding at training camp. It's got to be the understanding with the players, even if your front office materials are your front office motives are completely different. So I think the understanding got to be like, okay, yeah, we moved Drew, but we're leaning on to Brandon Ingram, we're leaning on to Zion Williamson. This is your team, and you're going to take us to the next level, and we are planning on winning every single game with you guys, but you guys are going to lead it there. Just kind of hand them the keys and go as far as they take you. And if they take you to the promised land or close to it, fantastic. If they don't, whatever, you know, it's this year in a vacuum doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly. I am very curious the approach here. Like, is it just that Bledsoe and Hill are gone? Forget it. We're moving those for, you know, and that those are guys I think you could see maybe you move them for picks slash other pieces as well. I mean, this roster still needs, regardless of which direction you take for next season, this roster still needs some additions here. And so it'll say a lot to me about, you know, what kind of positions do they want to put their current players in? How much do they want to push them to be outside their comfort zone? Do they want Lonzo to see what he can do and trying to assume more true point guard duties in the half court? Do they want Brandon Ingram?
I'm just gonna say I doubt it when the Lonzo.
Fair enough. I mean, but just other guys. I mean, putting them in tougher situations to try to succeed, I think, versus slotting them into the more of the roles they want them to play. I think this is a very interesting season for some of the developmental reasons. By the way, did you see KOC's tweet just now?
No, what did he say?
He said the Bucks ain't done. Apparently, they're trying to pursue a sign and trade for Bogdanovich from the Kings. Which
hell,
I don't know.
Yeah, go get them, Bucks. Go get them.
How would that work? Capitalize.
They don't even care.
Robin, they got Brook Lopez. I mean, I think that's it.
Dante DiVincenzo, and they have Ersan Ilyasova.
I guess I can guarantee that. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Ilyasova, 7 mil. They can get up to around 12, 13 mil per year on a Bogdanovich deal, which I don't know if he'll take or not, but that's what Hollinger had him as his value. Who knows, man? Whatever. They can figure out whatever they need to. I'm unconcerned with the Bucks at the moment. All eyes on the Pelicans. All eyes on the next 48 to 72 hours on what's going to happen with the draft. Do you have any parting thoughts on what's happened tonight?
Stop doubting David Griffin. That's an announcement for everyone. I mean, he's done some masterful work over the past two off seasons now already with the AD trade. Say what you want about the being a perennial superstar in AD, but it was very clear the market had dwindled to pretty much just the Lakers offering anything of worth for a player like AD, and he still got a fucking haul. And now Griff just did the same thing again with the Bucks. He preys on desperation, and so not that the Lakers were as desperate, but I mean, I'm very impressed, and like you said, looking forward to seeing what comes next.
Yeah, I just have to say, set your sights higher. Like anything that you're conceiving of with regards to this roster and additions, set your sights higher. Right. Feels like anything is possible with David Griffin. Maybe I'm just riding a high right now, but set your sights high, and I'm excited to see what the Pelicans can pull off with this treasure trove of assets. They have to do something with it. You can't squander it. You can't just hold on to it. You can't let it go to waste. You got to do something, and I'm excited to see what they choose to do.
Yeah, and I feel like we'd be remiss if we can't close by just talking a little bit about Drew and just like it's been a fun, I mean, stressful at times, but it's been a heck of a 7 years with honestly the best dude this franchise has ever had. In my opinion, it's been like, he's been just the ultimate pro. He's been him, his wife, everything they've done for the city of New Orleans. I'm going to miss I'm going to miss the holidays tremendously in New Orleans. And maybe the day comes where we can re-sign him and he can retire in New Orleans. But this does hurt. I mean, we're happy we're riding a high because of the value that came in. And that's what ultimately as fans, we want to see the team succeed. But there's a human aspect to this too. And I love the fact that the Pelicans were able to get Jrue Holiday to a team like Milwaukee with a legitimate title chance. I'm just going to miss him. And it sucks to see him go. But I understand why it was done.
Extremely well said. Jrue Holiday will forever be one of my favorite Pelicans of all time. I really do think if they choose to retire a jersey, it should be his. I wouldn't oppose that in any sense. He has been a pillar of the community, even recently during the bubble and after the bubble, with donating his salary, opening up those initiatives for small businesses here, and the Black community in general.
Yep.
Him and his wife have been just a strong part of New Orleans, and I'm very, very thankful to have met them. I'm very, very thankful that they were a part of the city, and I wish them the best of luck on their journey.
Absolutely. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Drew.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.